Om Shanti. So now we are going to explore more about the depth of silence. Then I'm going to give you some tips, and we are going to make some yoga experiments from these tips that I'm going to share. But in order to reach the stage of silence, in order to really create the experience of silence, first we need to go into two other steps. The first one is detached observer. And then we are going to also explore about remembrance. And then we go into the silence itself. We speak very much about this stage of meditation, of being a detached observer. And it's really a very good way to begin our meditation experiences. But what's the main purpose of practicing being a detached observer? The question is, if you come into, you sit to meditation, and then your mind is going here, there, here and there. And it doesn't work to try to control the thoughts forcefully. No, now I want to meditate, so I will not think about anything else, so stop. No, it doesn't work. Your mind will not be controlled in this way. So, being a detached observer is a very good way for us to bring back the control of our minds. Because meditation is not something that you sit and then you wait for some experience. In Bhakti we used to believe very much in this. I'm going to pray and then I will wait that God will come and give me an experience, give me a vision, give whatever it is. But now it's here, in the confluence age, it's very different. We need to create the experience. The Raja Yoga meditation that Baba spoke in the Murli today is about to creating an experience and not waiting for it to happen. And so we need to be proactive. We need to make the experience happen. It will not happen by itself. And if you want to really bring the control of your mind back, in fact, a very good way to do this is to be a detached observer. So you observe your thoughts, you observe your feelings, you observe whatever is in your mind. And as you observe your thoughts, it becomes much more clear for you the difference between the observer and the observed. So I am the observer, and my thoughts are what I am observing. I am the observer, the thoughts are the observed. So I am the creator of the thoughts, I am the creator of the feelings. The thoughts and the feelings are my creation. And being a detached observer is really about separate yourself from the thoughts, the feelings, whatever is happening in your mind. So I am the creator. I am the conscious energy that is creating these thoughts, these feelings, these words, whatever. I am creating all of this. And whatever is happening, between commas, happening in my mind, is my creation. So in the same way that I created these types of thoughts, of feelings, everything, I can create something different as well. Yesterday, Daddy Junkie was talking about attitude, consciousness, and vision. Drishti. So, attitude is this inner posture that you take that that I am the creator of my thoughts. The thoughts are my creation, and then I can choose what I am creating now. So, when you observe your thoughts coming around you, happening around you, you can concentrate better your energy in the Creator. I am the one who is observing what is happening in my mind. I am not what's happening in my mind. I am not what I am observing. Imagine, for example, if you watch a film. The film is happening there in the screen. And so you are just there watching. And imagine if you involve emotionally in the film, what happens? Oh, that's happening. Oh, be careful, hero, be careful. Oh, the enemy is there. So the film is not happening anymore in the screen. It's happening in your mind. Right? So in the same way, the thoughts that we create, they are there. They're happening there. But I am just observing them. So it's a very good way to separate yourself from what is happening in your mind and bring your consciousness to who you really are, the creator of these thoughts. So now you're going to make a yoga experiment on this aspect. I'm going to lead you into some commentaries for you to observe what is happening in the screen of your mind. You know, that subtle screen that only you can see. No one else can see. But it's real. Completely real. So let's take a moment to come into silence, realizing that this moment that I have to meditate is a moment for me. It's not a moment to think or to do anything else. It's a moment for me. Because I am the most important thing in my life. Nothing else is more important than my stability, my consciousness, and my feelings. So I take this moment to observe what is happening in the screen of my mind. Just observe, without any judgment, without any consideration, just observe. The scenes, the images, the feelings that are happening in the film of my mind. They are passing in front of my eyes in the same way that they come. I can also let them go. I can notice and realize that the one who is observing all of those things is the creator of all of those thoughts. I, the spiritual being, this subtle energy that creates and observes, creates and observes. And I bring the attention now to myself, to the Creator. And I realize very clearly the difference between I, the creator of all of those thoughts and feelings, and I look at them as my creation, as if I was standing on the top of a mountain. And as I observe what is happening downstairs, I can make it slower, slower and slower. And from the top of my self-respect, of being the creator, I can remember who I really am. And I remember that I am able to create something different, something new, something powerful. I can keep this awareness of I, the Creator, with me, even after coming back this experience. Yesterday in her class, Asha Ben was speaking about the attachment to the body. And when Babi speaks about body consciousness, he's speaking about the identification that we create with our own bodies. And everything that is connected to our own bodies, our relationships, our roles, all of this is our creation. Whatever actions we perform through this body are our creation. This body is our creation as well. It's the result of our karma, the result of our actions that brought us to this body with these physical characteristics, to the place where I live, the gender I have, the age that I have, the color of the skin, everything. Everything is a result of my actions, my karma. And so we attach ourselves to our bodies. First of all, we attach ourselves to our creation. We attach ourselves to the energy that we are creating, that is expressed through our bodies. So this exercise of looking at the difference between the creator and the creation is very important. It's much easier to control the thoughts in this way, because forcefully you will not be able to do that. And so we need to let go of the identification we have with our bodies. And so the exercise that I'm going to suggest now, maybe it could be good if you could write now. I'm going to suggest a question for you to look at yourself and observe your identifications and let go of these identifications. So the first question, the question is the same, but I'm going just to change the subjects. What's the aspect of my gender that I most identify with? What's the aspect of my gender? Male, female, that I most identify with? Like, for example, if you are in a female body, you are a sister, so you identify with the caring, the love, you identify with the sensitivity, all of these things. And if you are in a brother's body, you identify with the strength, with the force, with the emotional balance, all of these things. So what's the aspect of my gender that I most identify with? And then the second question is just the same, but then we are going to explore about our age. What's the aspect of my age that I most identify with? So I'm a youth, and then as a youth, I am full of energy, I am open to learn, whatever. What I most identify about my age. And the third question, what I most identify from my nationality or the place where I live. Whatever you prefer. What I most identify with my nationality or the place where I live. You can choose. Then you will reflect about this. And after 2 or 3 minutes, I begin to suggest some thoughts in which we are going to make an exercise of letting go of all of these things. So Shashank Bhai can put the music. Can put the next music of the sequence. And this exercise is called a spiritual striptease. Because we dress the costume of all of these physical identifications. So letting go of them is really like making a striptease, a spiritual striptease. You let go of them. And you feel really free. So, 2 or 3 minutes for you to write. And then I will guide you into some thoughts. from now. I can be a detached observer of my own body. I can look at it as if I was someone else. I can look at my body from outside, observe it, look at its characteristics, look at my gender, and see this characteristic from my gender that I most identify with. While observing it from outside, I realize that this characteristic is not me. That it doesn't say really who I am. And so I let go of it and feel the shiny and tiny light that I am sparkling more. Now I look at my age. And think about this characteristic of my age that I most identify with. And in the consciousness of being a shining star, a point of light, observing my body, and considering that physical characteristic limited, temporary, reminding myself that it doesn't say who I really am. And then I let go of it. And as I keep on observing my thoughts, my mind, I realize how still I become. How silent becomes my mind. And in this consciousness, I keep on observing my body. And now I look at my nationality. Or the place where I live. And observe all the cultural traits that was given me particularly that cultural trait that I most identify with. And I also let it go. I realize that this label doesn't say who I really am. And in this way, I am free. I am myself, beyond all the labels, beyond all the limited creations. I am the creator, and in the consciousness of being a creator, I can create a world around me completely different, free, real, truthful. This is who I really am. And I experience it for some more moments. Good experience. Just do this or this. Strong. It's strong because we are so attached to all of this, aren't we? It's quite a strong experience, huh? But very powerful. Very transformative. So now we step into the aspect of the remembrance. And in my own journeys and experiences, I see a Trimurti for having remembrance. So in order to create an experience of remembrance, I need to study. I need to work on Baba's knowledge, as we were doing just now with the Murli Cherny. As I was saying in the beginning, we were not accustomed to make our intellects to work. But that's essential, because we need to use Baba's knowledge during all the time in the meditation. We cannot let the mind free. The intellect has to work. The intellect has to be trained. Just look at the athletes. I was just observing the athletes in the Olympic Games now in Rio. Now I am from Rio de Janeiro, so I was observing them. Just look, for example, at Simone Biles. I guess everyone saw Simone Biles, huh? In the artistic gym. How can she reach such a perfection of movements? How? Training. Training. A lot of training. I remember that years ago I heard about Michael Phelps, the recordist of medals in the Olympic Games in the whole history. He used to make accounts to compare the time of training that he would have, training 7 days a week, while his opponents would train 6 days a week. And so he would have accounts to see how many hours more after 1 hour, 1.5 years of training he would have more than his opponents. And then we see how can we, much older than all of those young boys, he could win them. The boys were much stronger, much more youthful, but he could win them, as we saw in these last Olympic Games. It's training, training. Like, for example, Lionel Messi, the best football player in the world. He, when he was 4 years old, he refused to go to the supermarket with his parents if he could not have a ball in his arms. So the ball is his companion for his whole life. So it's training, training, training. And the intellect must train, train, and train. By training, we will get perfection. By training, we will get results. It's training. Training the intellect. So our intellects are very lazy. We have to make them work all the time. All the time. So in order to create an experience, I need to study. In order to sustain an experience, I need to have determination. Mama used to say that determination is the most important virtue of all. Because with determination you can reach whatever other virtue you want. And Baba was saying, I think on Sunday, these days, I think on Sunday, he was speaking about determined thoughts. So you must be very attentive to your thoughts. You must have attitude, like Dadu Junkie was saying yesterday. Attitude is a posture. What's my inner posture in the midst of the thoughts? What's my attitude when wasteful thoughts come? Oh, I accept them, I feed them, or I am attentive and bring them back to the direction. This is determination. I need to be determined to reach my destination. I need to be determined to keep the thoughts on the track. And in order to transform the fire of love is necessary. So having love for yourself, have love for Baba, have love for the world, sustains your experience. Accepting the vision that Baba has for you. like Ash was speaking about relationships with Baba. And my favorite relationship with Baba is as the mother. So think about the vision that Baba has for you. What's the drishti of Baba for you? He never looks at you, oh, this child making this again, oh, come on, no, I can't believe that, no, no. No, he knows what we do. He knows what we became. But he always sees us as the beloved child, as the long lost, now found child. He always has this vision for us. Always. He knows what different exists. But he doesn't keep that in his heart. So accept this love. Feel this love. The love of the Supreme Creator. So what is he creating in you? No matter how many times we fall down on our pathway. And we fall down many times, right? Many times a day we fall down, right? But Baba's love is such that he's always available, always ready to take us and help us to stand up and keep on in our journey. So let's now make an experiment about remembrance using this Trimurti, these three aspects, the knowledge, the study to create the experience, determination to sustain it, and the love to transform, to destroy the negativity. So now, gently guide my mind using some aspect of knowledge that really touches my heart. I can choose whatever aspect I want. It can be some relationship with Baba. It can be some title of self-respect. It can be something from today's Murli that stood out for me. Whatever touches my heart. I choose a topic for my meditation. I choose a theme. Whatever comes to your mind that touches your heart, choose it. And reflect about it. Think about it. Which feelings this aspect of knowledge brings to me. How am I touched? By this aspect of knowledge. Which one is my experience about it? How much have I already imbibed it in my life? Why does it really touch my heart? So keep on working in this aspect of knowledge. And remain determined to explore it. To experience it. If whatever different thoughts come to your mind, you gently conduct back, guide back with your intellect to the experience you are creating about this aspect of knowledge. And feel how your heart is fulfilled with it. And feel how Baba's vision for you is present in this aspect of knowledge. Feel Baba's love, fulfilling your heart, enchanting you and in your mind. There is such a happiness. As if you were dancing. Dancing of happiness. With Baba's knowledge, Baba's love, that inspires you to have such a determination. To keep the experience alive within you. So now we can finally step into the silence. What is silence? In the Raja Yoga meditation, we learn two different things from most of the other types of meditation. First, is that our Raja Yoga meditation is with the open eyes. Because you don't need to close your eyes to concentrate yourself. You concentrate your intellect and your mind in the thoughts you are creating. And for this you don't need to close your eyes. And the other aspect is that we don't empty our minds. We fulfill our minds. And coming into contact with people who practice other types of meditation that they say that they want to empty their minds. But the conclusion that I got is that what they really want is to fulfill their minds, even though they say they want to empty them. They say, I want to have no thoughts. But in the reality, what they really want is to remain in the experience of one thought. And that's why they use mantras, or they use some commentaries, short commentaries, sentences. They use something. And then, like for example, they use a mantra of Om. And then they spend a lot of time just that Om. But they want to experience really the soul. They want to really create this experience. That's what they really want. And so our meditation works on the experience of silence. In other words, to that energy that remains in your mind after you created an elevated thought. That's silence. The space between the thoughts. The energy that you hold after creating a powerful thought. That's silence. And as more we progress in our experience of meditation, we are able to stay for more time in silence and create less thoughts. We create less thoughts and stay more time in the experience of each one of those thoughts. That's silence. But the silence needs to be guided. You need to have a theme. You need to have a topic in which you are going to create your experience of silence. So now I'm going to suggest an exercise in which we are going into silence using 3 points of Baba's Murli today. But we will do one thought at once. I will suggest one thought of today's Murli as a thought for you to create silence. And then you will try to stay in the experience of that thought. And after a while, you will let that thought go. You will leave that thought. And what remains? It remains only the experience. It remains only the feeling that thought brings. So don't need to put the music now. Just hold the awareness of the following thought. I am a wonderful star sparkling in the center of my forehead. I feel this. I experience this. And then I let this thought go. I leave this thought. And what remains? It's just the experience. Just the feeling. Okay. If you are asked, who are you? What would you say? You would give a lot of concepts, right? I am a soul. I am shining star. I am peace. But am I a concept? I am not a concept. I am this energy that you felt now that remained after you use this point of knowledge as a guide for you to experience who you really are. You are also not the experience, but you are the creator of it. So, I suggest another point of today's Murli. For us to imbibe and absorb. Mine is one Shiv Baba and none other. Experience it. I feel it. I stay in this awareness. Okay. So a last thought from today's Murli, and this time I will just suggest the thought, and then you stay in that. Shiv Baba is creating Shivale, the temple of Shiva, heaven. Okay, Om Shanti. So you see, this is like a unity of meditation. Every thought that we create, that we guide through our intellect, with determination, with love, every thought we should remain in this experience. We should stay in the experience of it. And then we bring another thought. And then you get more feelings. And then you deepen your experience in this way. It's this fulfillment that prevents you to create wasteful thoughts, because the waste comes to try to fulfill the emptiness that exists within us. But if we fulfill with experiences, with feelings in this way, so there's not space anymore for waste. Okay. So just like Ash suggested, do this, or do this, or do this. Okay. Om Shanti. So Asi has some announcements. Take that mic, the wireless mic.
Om Shanti. So, hope you're enjoying your silence. And a few announcements, because several things to share with you. Next time that we meet in this room will be at 8:45 this evening. And the afternoon will be a bit more active. How many of you have never been to Baba's Rock? So, you'll have a very nice experience. So the buses for Pandav Bhavan will leave from 3:30, if you heard the announcement this morning. So 3:30, be at the bus stop, and you will get to Pandav Bhavan. You will have a little bit of opportunity to walk around there, and at around 4 o'clock, go to the main gate and you will see everyone and follow the group to Baba's Rock. And you are most welcome to continue the silence and have a silent walk with Baba. And another thing about Baba's Rock is that it gets quite cold there. We sit and watch the sunset and then it's nice, but then there's wind and the moment the sun sets, it gets very cold. So really take an extra jacket, scarf, hat, extra shawl, so you feel comfortable and everyone is healthy tomorrow. So this is about Baba's Rock. Now about Pandav Bhavan. We'll give you we'll hand you out just soon, maybe not while speaking. So just some thoughts that you are welcome to use while you are there, because there are the different places, in the different pilgrimage places in Pandav Bhavan. Many of you are also new to Pandav Bhavan, so you will read it on the sheet, because I wouldn't want to go into it now. So you will receive it and you can just use it freely. Now the question, would any of you like to have someone show you around, because you're new, you've never been there, you don't want to wander by yourself, and you would be happy to join a small group with just someone to show you what is... Yes, and this will be Suzanne. So raise your hand if you would be interested in that. Okay. So, at the courtyard?
So when we arrive in Pandav Bhavan, we can meet in the courtyard just when you enter the gate. And then we will walk through these pilgrimage places together.
So just wait at the courtyard until you see Sudan. Okay. Next thing. Tomorrow morning, we have a very, very special opportunity, and that is called Yagya Seva. You will see it on your schedules. Which means we have the fortune of getting into the departments of Madhuban and like being part of the yagya, part of the everyday work, seeing the inside of how everything happens so magically here. And we have divided you into groups in different departments. It will be the bread department, the vegetable department, the grain department, the art department, many things. So you will see at the back of the room there are lists with your name. So each one of you will have to go there, find yourself in the list, make sure you're in the list. If you're not finding yourself, please come to myself, Suzanne, Vijay or Augusto, so we can take care of you. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So just to confirm for us, when you find your name, you can do it just on one of the lists. Just tick next to it so that we know you're coming. And you will meet tomorrow morning at 10 to 9, a bit early, 10 to 9, opposite the main reception, outside of the main reception. You know where it is? So be there before 9, quarter to 9, I think. We'll have to do it quarter to 9 because we have to be at the departments at 9 o'clock to start. So we will gather at quarter to 9, and then your group leader will take you to your department. So make sure to be there at quarter to 9 because otherwise the group will leave and then it's hard to find them. Okay? So we will not maybe have the chance to say it again, so please just be responsible for that. Quarter to 9, opposite the main reception. Yes, this is for the Yagya Seva. You will have a group leader and you will be taken care of. The other thing is that tomorrow afternoon, we're going to have a separate session for brothers and sisters. And that will be an opportunity to speak about things that we don't get to speak about otherwise. So if you have any questions that you would like to take up during that session, you will see at the back of the room two boxes, and it says brother's question, sister's question. So you can write a note with a question, you can write your name, you don't have to write your name, just write clearly.
The sports are going to happen today, even though it's not in your program, but it's going to happen today, but it's going to be shorter, only from 2 to 3. There will be volleyball and badminton. Yeah, optional, of course, who wants? So you can meet Brother Jinmei. Brother Jinmei, you'll see him. He is from the 13 to 15 group. It's not Beatrice, like yesterday. So we will meet him in the main reception there in the, here, downstairs. And also the heart space is there for anyone who wants to contribute. There are also mandalas at the back of the room. If you want to paint as well, enjoy your time in silence. You can have it any time that you want. There are also colors there for you to use. And so you can do it at any time.
Yep. Let's just take 1 minute silence together and go straight for lunch.